Okay, now where's Mark? Oh, there he is. Okay, we'll call the meeting back to order. We have Mr. Poskey with us tonight, and we're gonna review his budget. You wanna give us just a little highlight on it?
Okay.
You don't have to go through line item for line item.
Okay, well, I was just going over the changes, or the big differences, like in the salary part was a change there. And then everything else below that is the same amount. Year before the last, we used to have contractual, which contractual consisted of a very few amount of cement projects that we do or were able to do, and which the maximum allowed is 5,000. So if that was the case, your minimum of 7 would get done for that amount. Last year we did have a little money for a vehicle. This year we increased that amount because we do need to replace at least one vehicle for our haul trucks. In the last 3 months, I've spent close to $8,000 just on both of them, just for things breaking down, other than the normal wear and tear.
Are they older vehicles?
They're both 08s. Mm-hmm. We bought them both at the same time, so you know, they've got the same amount of wear. But like I said, this past year, they've just been constantly a lot of breakdown on them. So.
Do you work with fleet management, or do you just purchase your own?
No. Last one we bought, we went through fleet.
Okay.
Yeah. Before, we'd always, of course, naturally, everybody bought their own. But, which I had talked to Mr. Hubby down there, which I know I had to get the spec the truck out and then forward it to him to on the next vehicle we're able to buy.
I see you have, well, all this, but any questions by the committee? Okay, go ahead on your.
Really, that's, other than we put this budget in for a tractor before we come in to the last time, you know, so we were looking to add a tractor to, like I said, to speed up services provided.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and really that's about it as far as the differences.
Is that under your vehicle lease for the tractor, or do you have that?
No, the tractor's down here under equipment.
Okay, I see.
Yeah.
Okay. Any raises for your department?
I have a question.
Okay.
On your raises, do you do a job evaluation performance?
Or? Yes. We do get the, I try to do one for everybody at the beginning of the year, but I also get the notification to do one on their annual hire date.
Right.
And if it's far enough past or in the year, they'll usually like me to go ahead and do another one, which I will. But like I said, usually I pick February as one. I do one for everybody in the program.
Okay, thank you.
Did you give any raises?
Well, yeah, that's, well, I had figured in some raises. You know, take consideration that we do collect comp time, but with the way we've been busy, very seldom do we get to use it, even when we work on a lot on weekends.
Yeah.
You know, so we're taking consideration that all the extra hours the guys are putting in,
okay,
you know, all year long, not necessarily just the winter time, but just all year long working funeral services on Saturdays and then just working late when something pops up.
Your graves preparation, that's a separate budget?
Yeah, that has been, I'm trying to remember when that passed, supplemental appropriation, which we use that. What? Mostly toward working on some of the cemeteries and churches. But once that money's gone, then we revert back to our regular land management monies.
Is that all you have now?
Yes.
Any questions for Mr. Boski?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, David, this grade preparation, it was passed apparently in the year 2000. It's got a 00113 number.
Okay.
So it's always been $10,000 in the last.
Never has with us, right?
No, never has.
So in order for it to go up, this piece of legislation needs to be amended.
Okay. It may need an increase because they have to revert back to their other budget.
Right. I mean, because he always revert back every year.
Okay.
Year in, year out.
That's something one of us council members can look at, you know.
And the NCA number is right there, the 00-113.
Okay, yeah, I see it. Thank you. Any questions for Mr. Boski? Yes, ma'am.
How many driveways did you do last year or this past year?
This past year, just a little over 100. Just for the fact the last 4 months of the physical year, or might not quite have been 4 months, we were on the fencing project, so we didn't get any driveways done. We did do funerals that, you know, we took away from there to do that. But other than that, I think it was just over 100, but the year before that we had like 200. So right now we're just over 100, considering all the rain we got has slowed everything down. Mm-hmm. But the average year is about 125.
So is there like a long waiting list when they apply for it? Or do you have to wait a while?
Yes, right now there is. For this, like I said, because of the rain, and other stuff like that, but there for a while our turnaround rate was like 30 days. Before that it was at least 6 months. We're in the middle there between 30 days to 6 months, which we're doing as fast as we can, you know, without just here going, you know. We're trying to make sure that we're doing the jobs to where they're going to last versus just throwing rock down and going on.
Okay.
So,
any more questions for Mr. Boski? No questions? We'll do a roll call vote.
Need a motion.
We need a motion. Motion by Darrell Proctor. Second by Ms. Jack. Motion and a second. Do a roll call vote, please.
Darrell Proctor.
Yes.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Joyce Deere.
Yes.
Ms. Jack.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I got 4 in favor, 0 against.
Budget passed by the committee.
Thank you
very
much.
Boski. Thank you for coming. You ready, Ms. Donnie Jacobs? We have the Culture Preservation Department. Welcome.
Thank you.
Kind of give us a brief overview. You don't have to go line item for line item and just change
but
it.
But I wanted to. I'm in my spill already.
Just your major changes. Yeah.
Well, I do have a change in my program funds account to submit to you guys my program income budget. So I have copies of that to just hand to you. And then I'll go over changes. I'll give. Here, I'll take one too.
Did everybody get one?
Yes.
Okay. This is a what now?
That's for our program income budget. So,
okay.
We'll, if you guys want to wait, we'll do gaming first.
Okay.
It's the second one I have in my like little list here. Okay. So the first one is we have 4 budgets. The first one is gaming budget. It's the same amount as last year. Most things stayed pretty much the same. We did take a little bit of the office rent and lease out of one budget, and we added it to the program funds budget instead. But pretty much everything stayed somewhat within the same range.
Well, any questions on the gaming budget? The $1,781,000 or $61,000?
Yep.
I don't have my glasses.
Yeah.
No questions, we'll move on to the other one.
Okay, the next one is the one that I just handed you, and that's our program income budget. So let me go over the changes to that. And it's all in personnel. If you look at Schedule A, what I've done is add an archaeological technician. This is a young man that has been with our department for 2 years now as a summer youth. He started this last summer working with Leanne as well and the boys out doing surveys. He's done really well. He's one of those kind of guys that likes to work outside, doesn't complain, works hard, just always asking more questions, wanting to learn more about the GPR. He's already learned the GPS. And so with the guys already having so much work to do at the cemeteries, Leanne's really needing to start building like a small crew to go out just doing the surveys on trust lands, restricted lands, and things she does. So he would be a great one to bring on full time. In between summer, the summer youth and this next year, I have him in right now as just a part-time archaeological technician, so I would like to bring him on full-time. I went ahead and did that, and then I took off to kind of supplement on the part-time. I removed one of the part-time clerks that I had on Schedule A part-time. And that person that we had there, they're no longer in. There has been nobody in that position for a few months. And so I'd like to work with the college more to get maybe some of our college students in part-time to work as interns in the library and archives. So. So that's the change I made.
Any questions on the program income budget, Ms. Jacobs? Any questions? Do you have one more, you say?
I have two more.
Two more, okay.
Just real quick. The next one is our Tribal Historic Preservation Officer grant. And that's pretty much stayed the same.
53.
Mm-hmm. And that's always an estimate we have to have because we won't know the actual amount that we'll get from that till probably like after January. So we just use last year's amount to, it's usually within a couple thousand.
Okay. And that is a grant though.
Yes, it is through National Park Service.
Okay, now we're back to.
Any questions on that?
One more.
And that's our library grant, the IMLS grant. It's a small grant we get, and we just found out a couple weeks ago, too, that we were awarded that, so it's for $7,000. Previously, this grant, and we shared with the college, it was a three-year grant previously, and we would just flip-flop which years we would each get. They changed it this last year where it's just a one-year grant, so I'll get it this year, and then Karen over the library at the college, she'll apply for it next year.
And trade-off every year then.
Yeah, then we'll just... Kind of like we've been doing, but at least the three-year got a little crazy.
Okay. Any questions for Ms. Jacobs on her budgets? No questions?
Make a motion to pass.
Motion for do pass. Second?
Second.
Ms. Deere?
Yes.
Second. We'll do a roll call vote, please.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Mr. Deere?
Yes.
Ms. Jack?
Yes.
Gerald Proctor?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I have 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0. That leaves committee.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you for coming. Well, okay, we're on down to the agriculture resources. Mr. Jeff Fife, back again.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
I do have the farm operations manager and the crop production manager present. You would like them to join at the table.
We're going
to
do the farm operations first. Is that one? Let me see. Yeah.
Okay. Line item by line item.
Are you doing EC? No, you're going to go
line. All right.
Just major changes in the changes.
The farm operations budget reflects $70,000 increase from last year. $50,000 of that would be in equipment. We're just about like Tribal Driveways in a position of needing
equipment
to replenish some equipment. Small increases in contractual, that increased 6,000. Our utilities, we now have rural water at Dustin. Hadn't had it there for some time. So that increased 1,500. Livestock feed, we're near 500 head of cattle in our commercial beef operation, so we not quite doubled the feed supply line item, but the more cattle we maintain, the
we
more
have
feed.
Have enough pasture for 500 cows?
We
lease or anything?
Well, we're getting by. One of the things we're going to do is work with our Conservation Commission, who's going to work with our landowners and look at leasing some of these from our tribal citizens on restricted lands. Mm-hmm. So, fuel purchases, we increased that by 7,000. Our supplies, we are installing lots of pipe in our facilities, and we doubled that line item from 30,000 to 60,000. No other significant changes, Mr. Chairman, committee. And that's for the Dustin Farm operation.
Okay. Any questions for Mr. Fife on the Dustin Farm operations? Any questions? We need a motion for approval? Well, we'll go to the other one first. We'll go.
I have a question.
Okay.
Are we profiting on anything?
Ruby or Marcus, do you off the top of your head recall how much money's in the bank for?
I don't have that number.
It's about 800,000.
We do have money in the bank.
Mm-hmm. Is that for mostly cattle or is that crops and all?
It's combined. I was working with Mr. Pratt to try to get those separated where we could actually track our crop and our cattle production.
Maybe I can do that in the future. You know?
I hope so. But we do have money in the bank. 4 years ago, we had about $190,000 in the bank and about 200 head of cattle.
Any more questions, Mr. Randolph?
No, I'm just wondering because I was looking at our deficit and we're about close to $15 million. The red. This. So, I think we just have to keep that in mind. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Proctor, Mr. Yes. No questions? Okay, we'll move on to the next one.
Okay. In the Hannah Farms budget, I would note that there is a wage increase proposed for the manager. We've also increased the supplies line by 16,000, 17,000, sorry. Those are really the only changes that
What was the second one? I was looking at something.
Supplies line.
Supplies. Okay.
The cost of seed has gone up for our crops. And I'd make note too that both the cattle operation and the crop production, we do contract our citizens to come in and work, and we. Not to skip ahead, but we do that in another area too, which we'll discuss in the next budget.
Any questions on this budget? No questions, go ahead, move on. Yes, sir.
When you're talking about the farm budget, I have a question. Does the manager take his vehicle home?
Yes.
Does he receive a 1099?
I do not know.
Let me go to the controller's office.
I
I wouldn't know that right offhand. That's up in the procurement department, which I don't oversee, so I'd have to get back with you.
There are other employees that may need to receive that 1099 also that we know of, you know.
Exactly, if they take it home.
Mr. Chairman, may I comment? When the notice went out from the chief's office to cease driving these vehicles, there were exceptions listed.
I didn't see his on there.
Okay.
But even, I don't think chief can give exceptions against the federal, I mean, against the state, you know, policy of taking your vehicle home versus you have to pay the taxes on it. I mean, he may feel he can, but I don't believe he can. I might be wrong. We'll look into all that later.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Okay, moving on into the other budget. You have one more? That's it?
Yeah, that's the only two for agribusiness.
Okay, I thought we had one more. Any questions pertaining to either budget here tonight? Do you have a comment or anything? Any comments?
No.
Okay. Well, we'll look for a motion. I need a motion and a second.
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Daryl Proctor, second by Ms. Jack for both budgets here. Do a roll call vote, please.
Daryl Proctor?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Joyce Steer?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I have 4 in favor, 0 against.
These budgets are approved in committee. We'll be forward on to the rest of them.
Thank you,
Mr. Chairman. Thank you all for coming.
Thank you, sir.
He's on the next one.
Here's natural resources. That's what I was talking about.
Yes, this is the last one.
Okay, natural resources. We'll go ahead and get started on it.
There are, Chairman and Committee, there are no changes to this budget. It's funds that are received through the BIA. And through this budget and tribal law, it allows for us to hire contract work for land management, land improvement. We're happy to do it for a fencing project. As I reported last year, there were 28 miles of fence to build on the nation's property. We've cut that down, not quite to half, but we have employed 100% of our tribal members in making these efforts diminish. So.
Thank you. Questions for Mr. Five on the natural resources budget? No questions? No questions. We'll ask for a motion.
Motion to pass.
Motion for due pass by Mr. Randolph.
Second.
Second by Ms. Deer. We'll have a roll call vote, please.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Joyce Steer?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Daryl Proctor?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I got 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 pass. That budget is approved through committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Thank you, committee. There's plenty there.
Geospatial.
Okay.
Did you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, we have the next budget is geospatial. Mr. Frank Harjo. Oh, there you are. You don't have to go line on it. Line on it.
Sure.
You may make your changes.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to cut this short, buddy.
Yeah, everything pretty much stayed the same. Only increase was in personnel due to the percentages of change, and everything else pretty much either stayed the same or went down.
And you got the COLA raised?
Yeah. Yeah. So all of it built into it.
The budget has pretty much remained the same. A little increase from the COLA, and I guess the fringe. Does the fringe change on that?
It actually went down.
Okay, went down. The fringe did decrease. Yeah. So, do we have any questions for Mr. Harjo? No questions?
Motion to pass.
Motion for a due pass by Mr. Randolph.
Second
by Mr. Jack. We'll have a roll call vote.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Joyce Steer?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Daryl Proctor?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I got 4 in favor, 0 against.
1 in favor. Passes out of committee.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
Thanks.
What's this one?
It's a long word.
Okay, we're on our last item on our order of business tonight, Environmental Services, Mr. James Williams. Welcome. Hate that you had to be the last one. That's how I'm always the last one.
He was here early.
I thought it started at 6, I got here early.
We'll have to have a sign-in sheet. Okay, just kind of go over the highlights and your major changes.
I'm going to go line by line.
I won't lie.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Just kidding, too.
Yeah. No, this is, let's see, on the second page right there, it'd be the Department of Interior Affairs grant right there. That's where our...
301-28?
Mm-hmm. 301. That's actually for, that's a paid from our motor vehicles, and that's a tribal grant that we have, and that allows us to do some work for the tribe, and it's not unspecified, so we use it as when a building has an issue like mold or a water issue, if they want to look at something in that building, because before we got this grant, we were just working off of our NAHASDA and our federal grants, and we really didn't have money to pay for that or charge that back to that. So this allows us to come in and actually take samples if we need it, get it paid for, pay for the guys' help and stuff. We've been in this building before. You need to come back, yeah. So I think it had some issues on the other side, but that's basically what this is for, and it can, that way if the tribe needs something, they'll call us, say, hey, go look at, you know, this, or go downtown and look at something or some building right there. So that allows the tribe to, you know, have some say in their services that they need. Mm-hmm. And we pay a specialist out of that 50% of his salary. So the next one is our recycling budget, and it's paid out of gaming. It's pretty... as we look down through there, it's got a couple people on salary right there. It's got very little supplies, but if you move down to the fees right there on the line 5322, that is the dumpster and portage on line fee. We put that in there to kind of keep put it somewhere. But as you know, that ran out earlier in the year. And so we had to get an appropriation of $50,000. So now we're up to $110,000, and we're not done yet. So that's turned into a big, quite of a big program. As it grows, a lot of the grounds are taking advantage of it, and certain churches have jumped on board to it. I think it's a good service. When I go out to these different places and I see those out there, I look to see if they're using them. They're using them. I think that's a good service, because once we get to the rural areas, it's easy for anybody to throw trash out on the road, through the streams. And this has really helped us out not seeing that out there anymore. Back in the 90s, we got some cleanup grants. Mm-hmm. That's how long I've been here. Back in the 90s, we got some cleanup grants, and I'm telling you, to clean up something is a lot more expensive than what this fee is right here.
Speaking of the dumpsters?
Yes.
Okay. If you have the smaller ones, animals tend to tear them up and spread it out?
Yeah. So this is the 30-yard roll-off boxes. Our proposed budget for this coming year is right next to it. It's jumped up quite a bit, because if you move on down to 8540, that $180,000 is where it's at. We would like to buy a vehicle to move those dumpsters. I have a grant that I work off of. It's a GAP grant from EPA, and they're making it available where we can buy some dumpsters. In a grand scheme of things, what we would love to have is for every ground to have their own dumpster and us not pay that fee. If we could get our own truck, we could go get that dumpster. Have our own tipping fee. There is some fees that we still had to leave in there because of the tipping fees that we would have to pay at the landfill. But it wouldn't be as much as every time we set a dumpster down right now, it's $550. It's $550. We don't see any of that money. We because it's just paid out to the guy that's providing that service.
Do they charge per day also?
They charge for 30 days, whether it's out there for 3 days or 6 days or 10 days, it's a 30-day charge. That way, if somebody's going to have an arbor dance and then the next week it's a green corn, it's okay to leave it out there, you know, because we're going to get charged. But then sometimes, if it runs over that 30-day, we get charged another 30 days. You know, even if it's, you know, 3 or 4 days, they're going to charge us for that. Mm-hmm. So this way we have more control over it. I think this is where we want to move toward. If we can afford that, that's where we need to go. We're also looking into the Port-a-John aspect of it, but we didn't, I haven't, actually my boss is on leave right now. He's running for national council, so I kind of got put into this. But I've been in the department for years, and so I know pretty much what's going on. But that's kind of where we want to go to. If we could get that, we do have a gentleman on staff that does have a CDL license, so he could drive this. And that way we could keep control of this just a little bit more. I know that's high. You'd have to pay this out the first year, but I think after we get through the first year, you would see that all our fees would be lower. I think it'd pay for itself in 2 or 3 years. And then that way we would own that stuff. You know, and then if we had to get somebody else to drive it or whatever, that'd be another employee that we could have. But I think that's where we're going toward, or that's what we would like to go toward, if we can afford it. You know, if not, we're going to pay out another $125,000 next year. $125,000 next year. This $180,000 vehicle is the middle of the road. You can get one with all the bells and whistles with really nice seats and a really nice fenders and flares, about $200,000. This is the middle of the road. You can get one that's probably got a bench seat in it and just a little bit cheaper than this, but we thought this was the middle of the road, you know, and so that's why we were going for that one. So that's just something to think about. That's paid out of the gaming aspect of it. And that's what we would pay the hauler to haul that. Here's the next one. The next one is the solid waste disposal. That kind of mirrors this one. This would go along with this one right here. That's where the salaries would come in. And that's the $110,000 fee there is still associated with that. That's something that we could back out if, depending on how quick we could get the turnaround on the vehicle and the boxes. We're still going to have to pay out some because I don't know if we could get them all just right off hand. That's something that we could look at there. Dale put that in there. He said you're going to have some more fees just for your Port-a-Johns and whatnot because we don't really know where that's going to go. We'd love to have a Port-a-John business, but there you go again. That's going to take some more planning for that. It's just easier for us to set the boxes, pick them up, and tip them and bring them back. Just alone, we were driving around our complex just alone looking at who else uses boxes. And there's enough boxes here that we pay out. So every time you see one of those boxes, it's $550. You know, we have one at our recycling center. We have one behind our housing building. We have one over facilities. We have
Port-a-Johns?
No, the dump.
Start to say.
the big yard boxes. No, we're inside now.
So,
no, we're inside now. But if you look at the...
We're back in the Stone Age.
Yeah. But if you look at the boxes, though, that are just around here at the Nation, each department pays a lot just
you're
on
talking
that.
About the big yellow box?
Yeah.
There's one out the country club.
Yeah. And so if we could even get them to pay where they paid us half that, we could recoup some of that money back, but they wouldn't pay out that if they paid us $250, that would pay half of the, or most of the tipping fee, because one of those to tip is about $200, and then we could still make a little money off of them anyway. We wouldn't have to make a whole lot of money, but, you know, it'd save them money, you know, put us to work too.
Yeah, and just trucks come in and, you know, I guess destroy paper. Do y'all do that?
We don't do that. We don't have
my department does that though. Y'all do it?
Well, we have a contractual with somebody that comes
that's
down.
Another truck y'all be able to look at sometime in the future.
Yeah, because he charges us $300 an hour to shred paper.
We got a lot of paper to shred.
We're the biggest paper shredding guys around here.
I know it.
And there's two or three companies that come down because we see the different ones that come down. So that's something else to think about too. That's $300 an hour we pay these guys to come down to shred paper. You know, you would think that the hospital, they want us to get one because...
We just need an incinerator someplace.
Yeah. Then you'd run into other things then, yeah, but, you know.
Environmental.
Yeah, yeah. but that's something else to think about, too. Yeah. You know, that's where we need to graduate, you know. I mean, graduate to is a shredder, porta-johns, roll-off boxes, you know, if we can get there. You know, so that's it.
I wonder if you can set up a pet store that shredded paper.
You know, there we have a vendor that buys shredded paper right now, but it's not real good price. But we do we have balers and we bale them up and then we sell them. We don't get a real good price. Where we get make most of our money at is cardboard.
Cardboard.
Yeah, cardboard. That's the one, and we generate a lot of cardboard. You know, our recycling center. I know it costs a bunch to operate, but we're trying to work up with something where we can either charge a small fee or get some of them to bring us the items because diesel's high. We do have a big box truck. I don't know if you've seen our big box truck. It's all wrapped up and it's a good looking truck. So that's where we're at right there. The rest of them are just kind of EPA grants or government grants. We have a water grant there that our water biologist, or the hydrogeologist works off that one. Next one.
Okay.
I think that's the next one. The next one is a GAP grant. That's the one I work off of. Kind of fluctuates how we get it. Some years is good. Depends on the federal government and what comes down the pipe. We're going to get about $120,000 this year, and that's what I work off of. So,
is this water grant you were talking about?
Yeah, clean water grant. Yeah, that's one that Miss Yvette works off of, you know. And then some of the stuff she does. And then we have, of course, we have our NAHASA grant, the housing grant, the big one right there. So, but that's, it pretty much runs about the same.
You're in the Hofstra grant?
Yeah, the Hofstra grant.
Any changes, any major changes in that? Or?
None at all. We've backed off some of it on our salary because we're putting it other places. You know, we can do that now since we've got some more federal grant dollars. You know, so our salaries have came down a little bit on that. About $22,000. So as you can see on that salary scale on the one down there, a lot of them are just getting paid 50%, 50%, 50%.
Do they get paid the other 50% out of some other program?
Yes. Yes.
What other program was it?
I get paid out of this one too, and then my GAP grant.
Okay.
And then the guy that works with me the same way, you know, and so.
Pretty much all you have?
That's about all I have.
Okay, any questions for Mr. Williams? On any of his budgets? Okay, we'll ask for a motion.
Motion to pass.
Motion for due pass by Mr. Randall, second by Mr. Gatt. Discussion? Do a roll call vote, please.
Mark Randall?
Yes.
Joyce Deere?
Yes.
Mitch Gatt?
Yes.
Darrell Proctor?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I have one in favor, zero against.
One in favor, zero against. That's it through the committee and look forward to the full council.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
Okay,
thank you for staying late.
Okay.
We're down to other business. Any other business by the committee? No other business?
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Vega, I don't know who it had to go through, but we have asked the controller's office if they would give us a breakdown of all the travel. By department. Have you seen that?
Oh, yes. I'm working on that.
Are you working on that?
We had some late entries during the audit, and we need to close again in order for our reports to work right.
Okay.
And there's so many lines of travel, but we need to get that done, and then that way close on any accurate numbers.
When would you guesstimate?
I was hoping to have it done by today, but it takes a while for that to happen, just mechanically, because we have to open up funds that are closed.
So probably next week?
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you, I appreciate you. Thank you.
Any more questions by the committee, anyone? Okay, we're down to announcements. Do you have any announcements? No announcements?
Next budget meeting is on the 12th.
On the 12th? Okay, the next budget hearing will be happening on the 12th of August. We don't have the agenda for that tonight, but we'll have it out pretty quick. Any other announcements? Being none, we'll have adjournment. Mr. Randolph, would you adjourn us with the benediction?
Lord, we're thankful for another day. Thankful for gift of life that you've given us, Lord, for the joy of living. Thank you for the fruits of the Spirit, for your love, your mercy, and your goodness. Say all these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you.